Well, you're among a very small group of people who've actually attended both conventions. And given this first-person perspective, Karen, what's your big takeaway as we look ahead toward November?
I think it's going to be a very difficult race, very unpredictable, very tumultuous, based on what's happened in the last couple of weeks. I mean, this week we've been talking about plots about the Russians and some of the Democrats accusing Donald Trump of treason. It's just like the rhetoric and the stories just get more almost unbelievable week by week. Both the Republicans and the Democrats have some deep divisions within their party. I mean, the GOP, it's Trump versus all the regular Republicans. For the Democrats, it's the Bernie delegates, and they're not automatically shifting to Hillary Clinton. A lot of them have tuned out. Bernie Sanders gave a speech Monday night, and they're saying they're going to vote for Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate. They're just going to focus on working on local elections instead and maybe not even participate in the presidential race. Now, there's rumors that some of them might vote for Trump, but nobody would admit that to me directly.
So having said that, looking ahead, is there reason to believe that New York might actually be in play this election cycle?
Well, certainly some parts of it. I think Western New York could very well be in play, don't you? Cuomo lost the Buffalo area in 2010.
Pundits would suggest that Trump will do very well in Western New York, but you know better than I do the kind of the imbalance in terms of voters.
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, if you add Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, no, Trump is not going to do well there. In fact, we spoke to Carl Palladino, who is Trump's New York campaign manager, and he was essentially saying he's going to write off those boroughs. He'll go to Staten Island and maybe parts of Queens. But the suburbs could be a battleground, although there was a special Senate election on Long Island on the same day as the presidential primary day back in April, and the Democrat did win that seat. It was a seat long held by the former Senate leader, Dean Skelos, who's going to go to prison for corruption. So I don't know if that had anything to do with the Democrat winning. It may very well have. So, Trump wants it to be a battleground state, but you do have so many Democrats, like I said, in Manhattan, Brooklyn, that area, that I don't see it going for him. But who knows? I mean, nobody's predicted anything accurately so far in this campaign.
You mentioned your chat with Carl Palladino. Of course, you've been talking with a lot of other folks. Last week, you were talking with Chris Collins. This week, you've talked with Mayor Byron Brown. When you're talking with these folks, what's your sense of the commitment level when it comes to the time-consuming, oftentimes expensive, get-out-the-vote efforts?
Well, that's what these conventions are for, is to get the party faithful all psyched up and energized to go out there and do all the work. Although I think Hillary Clinton and the Democrats have the advantage here because they have a much better get-out-the-vote effort for all of New York. Hillary Clinton has the unions on her side, and they provide the manpower. I just don't see the Trump campaign having that many bodies, because a lot of it really does come to identifying your voters one by one by one, calling them on the phone, saying, are you going to come to the polls? Or if it's election day and they haven't come, calling them again, saying, you got to get to the polls. They're closing at 9 p.m. And that really does take a lot of people to pull that off. I don't think you can really just do that from TV advertising or TV appearances.